الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. And we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. In continuation in our series, Asma Allah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Shakur. In his divine book, the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which means, if you give thanks, I will give you more. But if you are not thankless, verily my torment is indeed severe. This Quranic verse takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine name, Al-Shakur, the most thankful. In fact, it is not enough to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and earth, simply because such knowledge is common among all people. To this effect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty says, which means, and if you, O Muhammad, ask them who has created the heaven and earth, they will certainly say, Allah. Say, all praise belongs to Allah, but most of them know not. Even those who worship idols and those who take deities besides Him said, we worship them only that they may bring us near to Allah. Verily, Allah will judge between them concerning that wherein they differ. Truly, Allah guides not him who is a liar, disbeliever. If you acknowledge the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, you are still a common person. Because knowledge of Allah and His existence necessitates knowledge of His beautiful divine names and attributes. Such knowledge is closely linked to your life in the present world and the world to come. The more you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty, the more loving to Him you become. The more committed to His divine commandments you become. The more religious your work become. And the more happy in the hereafter you will be. Therefore, it is most important to know Allah through His beautiful divine names and attributes. One of Allah's beautiful names is Al-Shakur, the most thankful, which is found in several places in the Holy Quran. For example, in the Surah Fatir, Allah, glory to Him, says, which means, and they will say all praise to Allah, who has removed from us all grief. Verily, our Lord is indeed oft forgiving, most thankful. And in Surah Al-Isra, He also says, which means, and whoever desires the hereafter and strives for it with its due strive while he is a believer, then such are the ones who strive shall be thanked and rewarded. And in Surah Al-Nisa, he glory to him also says, it means, and Allah is most thankful, all-knowing. In Arabic, the word shakur, most thankful, is an emphatic name, and that is derived from the word shakara, to thank. And whenever emphatic names are attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory to him, they emphasize either quantity or quality. Which means that from the viewpoint of quality, Allah is most thankful in the sense that he grants his righteous slaves infinite happiness in the hereafter in return for a limited number of years of devotion and dutifulness on their part in this present world. By the way, you have to remember that any number, no matter how great it might be, is nothing if compared to infinity. In other words, if you live for a limited number of years during which you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, suppress your lusty desires, perform righteous good deeds, and earn an honest living, attend the religious lectures, read and understand Allah's book, the Holy Quran, call for Allah and His religion, spend your money for the cause of Allah and His religion. All of this is nothing, nothing comparing to Allah's infinite recompense and reward. This means that He gives too much in return for too little. Is it reasonable or possible, for example, that you buy a shop, a village, town, city, or country for only a quarter of a dollar? But I reiterate that all of man's righteous good work is less than that compared to Allah's infinite divine recompense and reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty is Shakur, most thankful, in the sense that He, glory to Him, gives infinitely for people's good work. To this effect, Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, quoted Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, as saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty says, I have prepared for my righteous slaves good things that no human eye has ever seen, no human ear has ever heard of, and no human mind has ever thought of. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, clarifies to us Allah's beautiful divine name, Ash-Shakur, the most thankful, in return for a period of 60 years or perhaps little more or less than that of good righteous work, you deserve Allah infinite, divine, generous recompense. To this effect, Allah the most thankful says, which means, and when you look there in paradise, you see bless and a great kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most thankful, calls that which He has prepared in paradise for His righteous slaves a great kingdom. This is the meaning of Ash-Shakur, the most thankful. Allah, most generous, most thankful, grants you something priceless for something little you offer to Him. The quantitative meaning of Allah's beautiful divine name, Shakur, the most thankful, is that whatever good and righteous things you do for the sake of Allah, He thanks you and rewards you for them. Right after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission, Abu Jahl came to the Prophet's house and knocked on the door. When the Prophet's daughter Fatima al-Zahra, who was a little girl at the time, opened the door, Abu Jahl asked her where your father. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she answered that her father was not there, Abu Jahl, without any reason, smacked her on her face. However, when Abu Sufyan heard that Abu Jahl had smacked Fatima on her face only because she told him that her father was not in the house, Abu Sufyan went to the Prophet's house, carried Fatima, and took her to Abu Jahl's house. He knocked on Abu Jahl's door, and when the latter opened the door, Abu Sufyan beat Fatima, smack him on his face, just as he did to you. In fact, Abu Sufyan wanted to retaliate for Fatima's dignity and honor, although he was a disbeliever at the time. However, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, heard of what Abu Sufyan had done, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raised his hands up toward the heaven, invoking, "O Allah, do not forget this for him, Abu Sufyan." And Allah indeed did not forget that good deed on the part of Abu Sufyan. For although Abu Sufyan fought against the Prophet for 20 years, he converted to Islam in the end. And when Abu Sufyan converted to Islam, the Prophet was so kind and generous to him that Abu Sufyan addressed the Prophet, "Oh my good nephew, how forbearing you are, how wise you are, how duly you maintain kinship ties, and how merciful you are." In some books of history, it is narrated that when Abu Lahab knew of the Prophet's birth, he set free one of his female slaves in honor of that happy occasion. Since it was Monday, and when Abu Lahab did such a good thing as setting a slave free, it is said that punishment is decreased for him in hell every Monday. Everything is kept and preserved with Allah, glory to him. Even if you rescue an ant, to this fact Allah most thankful said, means, why should Allah punish you if you have thanked him and believed in him? And Allah is ever most thankful, all knowing. You might do something a favor for which he cannot thank you unless he knows you. What does he know it? For example, you may buy a present and go to visit a sick person at home, but instead of giving the present to the patient person, you give it to his son at the door. Before you get in, does the patient thank you for the present, even though he does not know about it? The answer is, of course not. If he doesn't know about the present, how can he thank you for it? That is why Allah, the most thankful, says, which means, why should Allah punish you if you have thanked him and believed in him? And Allah is ever most thankful, all-knowing. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all-knowing, knows all the good things that you do. If you rescue a butterfly, if you have mercy on someone, if you secure someone frightened, if you calm down the feeling of someone anxious, if you assure someone worried, or if you feed someone hungry, it will be kept preserved with Allah, most thankful for you, no matter how numerous the good things that you do. This is the quantitative connotation of Allah's divine, beautiful name, Ash-Shakur, the most thankful. Linguistically, the word Shakur is derived from the Arabic word Ash-Shakur, which means increase. In Arabic, someone is said to be shakur. If he has young children, a tree is said to be shakira. As for shakur, thankful of a human being, is of two kinds, verbal and virtual, neither of which can be achieved except by knowledge, which is the essence of thankfulness. In other words, you know and then you become thankful. You cannot be thankful unless you know. Therefore, when a true believer does favors to other fellow human, when he has mercy on them, when he honors them, when he secures them, when he provides them with food and drinks, when he provides them with clothes, when he is compassionate to them, or when he does a favor to any creatures, whatever it might be, a cat or a small dog, for example, this means that he is thankful to Allah. In other words, you express your gratitude to Allah by doing good to His creatures. If you desire to know the secret beyond good, righteous, good work in this present world, and why a true believer does a righteous good things, you should know that it is only an expression of thankfulness and gratitude to the Lord, Allah Almighty, Most Gracious, by doing favors to His creatures. If you are honest with your customers, this means that you are thankful to Allah Almighty. If you have mercy on other fellow humans, if you are compassionate to them, if you are fair to them, if you relieve them of their sorrows, if you heal their wounds, if you make them secure, if you make them happy, if you lend them your hands, or if you do anything good to them, this means that you are thankful to the Lord, Allah, Most Gracious. It is common sense to honor a father by honoring his son. If you see someone you love accompanied by his son or daughter, you try to express your love for the father by showing love to his child, by offering him or her a candy, a pen, or other good things that you have, and by speaking to him or her gently and kindly, what's your name, or how are you, or how are you doing, what grade are you in, all this. This is commonly very practical and normal. In other words, you desire to comfort your heart and to express your gratitude and thankfulness to someone who has done you a favor. Therefore, you honor his child. Allah's glory to him is self-sufficient and is in need of no one. He feeds and does not need to be fed. Therefore, it is impossible to offer a direct gift or present to him, but you can express your gratitude to him by doing good to his creatures. You have Allah's creatures to do well to. You have your fellow human, even disbelievers or atheists, to do well to. If you do well to all fellow humans who are Allah's creatures, it is a good thing that Allah will keep reserved for you. If you are a doctor, you should strive to help all people, even those whom you know are irreligious or disbelievers. You should take into consideration that all people are Allah's slaves, and that you should offer them all your help. Another example, as regards animals, if you provide a hungry animal with food, as some people enjoy feeding birds and buying seeds for them, because you know that animals are Allah's creatures. This means that you are thankful to Allah Almighty. A true believer is very careful not to run over an animal with his car or do harm to any animal, because it is one of Allah's creatures. If he unintentionally runs over a dog or a cat, he hastened to offer charity so that Allah may pardon him. Such is real thankfulness. To be thankful to Allah by performing good righteous deeds and by being kind to all of Allah's creatures, both human and non-human, I think that it is better and more favored by the Lord, Allah Almighty, that you do favors to all of his slaves, and not only to Muslims or those who belong to the same masjid or Islamic groups. It is related that a prostitute once saw a dog that was dying of thirst. So she hurriedly fetched some water for it to drink and thus saved its life. In recompense for such good deed on the part of the prostitute, Allah, the Most Thankful, forgave all her sins. For here in this the same context, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, quotes Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, as saying, while walking, a man felt very thirsty, so he went down a well, drank from it, and came out. He suddenly saw a dog panting and eating the earth because of thirst. He thought, such dog is suffering from what I have suffered from. He went down the well, filled his boat with the water, held it with his mouth, came up the well and offered the dog the water to drink. Therefore, Allah thanked him and forgave his sins for him. They asked, O Messenger of Allah, are we rewarded for doing good to animals? He, peace be upon him, answered, there is a reward for each good deed to every living thing. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. This prophetic hadith constitutes one of the fundamental aspects of the Islamic religion. The second kind of thankfulness, the verbal thankfulness, it is extol praise and glorification of the Lord, Allah Almighty, saying, O Lord, you are the most kind, you are the most merciful, you are the most powerful, you are the Almighty, you are the self-sufficient, you are the most compassionate, you are the most gracious in the present world and the most merciful in the hereafter. You are the one who forgives all sins and covers all faults. You are the one who grants but does not ask. You are the most forbearing, who is never hasty in punishment. When your tongue goes, there is no God but you. Praised and glorified, I have been one of the wrongdoers. Praise belongs to Allah. Gratitude is all to Allah. There is no God but Allah. This means that you are extolling praises of Allah, which is also a kind of thankfulness. Thankfulness in this sense means that your tongue should always go, O Lord, it is you who have created me, and I am your slave, and I shall remain committed to your covenant. I promise as much as I can. I take refuge with you from the evil, from that which I have done. I confess your grace unto me, and I confess my sins. Forgive me, for no one forgives sins but you. O Allah, you are the one who pardons generously and who loves to pardon. So pardon me, O Allah. I ask you things that deserve your mercy. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة supplicate من الله accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. When a fellow human being does you a favor, whom should you thank? The answer is, you should thank Allah alone. This is because the fellow human being who does you a favor is but one of Allah's creatures. It is Allah who has given him a life and power, and then inspired and enabled him to do such favor. And what kind of a favor does a fellow human being offer you? He offers you food, for example. But you have created, who has created the food? It is Allah Almighty. Allah has given such fellow human money to buy such food, and then inspired and enabled him to offer it to you. Who creates all favors? It is Allah Almighty. Someone may offer you some food, but how can you eat it? You need a digestive apparatus that has been created for you by Allah Almighty. In other words, the creator and the benefactor is Allah Almighty. He creates favors and bestows them upon you, either directly or by means of another fellow human. When he gives such favor, inspires and enables to offer to you. In other words, the one who creates favors is Allah Almighty, and the one who enables you to benefit from his favor is also Allah Almighty. Therefore, thanks should be given to Allah. Nevertheless, such fellow human being who offers you any of Allah's divine favors chooses out of his own free will to do so. Therefore, he also deserves your thanks. But you should not say thanks to both Allah and such fellow human. You should say thanks to Allah and then to such fellow human. This word then is very important, because all thanks should be given to Allah for his divine favor that he has bestowed upon you, and then you should thank such fellow human through whom you have received Allah's favor. That's why Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, "He who does not thank people does not thank Allah." What is the difference between a favor that Allah does to you and a favor that another fellow human does to you? You may need something and ask someone to offer such thing to you, but he may be in need of it and therefore cannot give you such thing. But Allah Almighty is self-sufficient and free from all needs. Therefore, when you ask him for anything, he gives to you most easily. This is the first point of difference. More importantly, a fellow human may be able to give you something, but he may not be available when you need him. He may be somewhere else, and therefore cannot offer you such thing, but Allah is always with you, wherever you are. This is the second point of difference. A third point of difference is that if you are not thankful enough to a fellow human, he may immediately withhold such thing from you. But Allah Almighty says, which means, "O my slave, you have an obligation to fulfill to me, and I have provision to provide you. If you fail to fulfill the obligation you have to fulfill to me, I do not fail to provide you with your provision. Moreover, if a human gives you or lends you something, he may very often remind you, either privately or publicly, of such thing. In other words, a human being may fail to do you a favor because he is unable to do so, or he is not available and therefore cannot be reached. Also, if you fail to be thankful enough to a human being who does you a favor, he may withhold such favor from you or boastfully remind you, whether privately or publicly, of such favor. This is by no means the case with Allah, the most generous, the most thankful. The thankful is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gives most generously. When He is obeyed, even though inadequately, He accepts that which is little and gives much in return. He accepts good deeds of obedience, even though only a few, and repays most generously. That's why it has been rightly said, reality of thankfulness is to see the benefactor through his benefaction. People in a religious community see only Allah's divine favors and live with them. But unfortunately, they fail to see the benefactor. In such communities, everything is only materialistically valued. True believers, however, see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benefactor, through His infinite divine favors. In short, if you are able to go beyond favors to see the benefactor, you are really thankful. When we hear the weather forecast, we should be thankful to the Lord, Allah, the benefactor, for the rain and good weather. We should always extol praises for the Lord, most generous, most gracious, for His infinite divine favors. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك آمالنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا آمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.